Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. I bless you in Jesus' name, and I praise the Lord we're able to be together again as we continue on in a message out of the book of Ezra, Success in the Lord's Work. They had a formidable task before them. They were commissioned by Cyrus to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem in Judah. About 49,000 of them went. Those who didn't go, they supplied goods, provisions, precious silver and gold, and there was unity among the people as well as among the leadership. That was the text we've been looking at. They prophesied under the ministry of Zechariah and Haggai. And let me share now several verses from the New Testament, chapter 2 of Ephesians. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together, that's God's design, you see, he's the master architect, right? He groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Praise God. And so what have we seen? That they first, they laid the foundation, they establish an altar, and they began sacrificing. And of course, whenever we start, have you found that in your own life, moving on and really pressing on into things of God, generally there's going to be opposition. And that's exactly what happened in their case. They had adversaries. Let me read a few verses from chapter 4. Now when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the children of the captivity builded the temple of the Lord God of Israel, then they came to Zerubbabel and to the chief of the fathers, and said unto them, let us build with you, for we seek your God as you do, and we do sacrifice unto him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Asser, which brought us up hither. But Zerubbabel and Jeshua and the rest of the chief of the fathers of Israel said unto them, ye have nothing to do with us to build an house unto our God, but we ourselves together will build unto the Lord God of Israel as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, hath commanded us. Then the people of the land weakened the hands of the people of Judah and troubled them in building. They hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even unto the reign of Darius, king of Persia. And in the reign of Ahasuerus, in the beginning of his reign, wrote they unto him an accusation against the inhabitants of Jerusalem. You know, the enemy always pushes too far. And so, they said in verse 12, be it known unto the king that the Jews which come up from thee to us are come unto Jerusalem, building the rebellious and the bad city, and have set up the walls thereof and joined the foundations. Be it known unto the king that if this city be builded and the walls set up again, then they will not pay toll, tribute, and custom, and so thou shalt endamage the revenue of the kings. In other words, the taxes, or whatever you want to say in terms of modern terminology, they were going to suffer. So when the people of God, beloved, began to shout and praise, the enemy will be stirred up to envy and opposition. It says the adversaries of Judah came. They wanted to, they seemed to be what? In a manner of reconciliation. In other words, they were deceitful. They will, you know, the enemy, he's a master of lies and deception. They professed to be seeking the honor of the God of Israel. The work so far had been a success, and now they want to be partners in the business. The answer of God's people was fearless and unequivocal. Unless you are standing on God's holy word and walking in obedience to Him, you don't have anything to do with us to build a house unto our God, but we ourselves will build. Beloved, the New Testament tells us we cannot be unequally yoked with unbelievers. What part hath he that believeth with an infidel? 2 Corinthians 6, 14 through 16 says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness? You see, this is a situation of not just ministering or witnessing to someone, it's going into a covenant relationship, if you will, whether it's marriage, whether business, partnership. That is extraordinarily unwise, and not, it is forbidden by the word of God, because you are laying a groundwork, a foundation for much sorrow and heartache. Verse 15, and what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple, not a building, beloved. You, brother and sister, you are a temple of the living God. And God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Listen to this, beloved. We ought to hear that today. Wherefore, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord. So, when their enemies didn't get their way, they sought to, quote, weaken their hands and trouble them. They also hired counselors to frustrate their purpose. But the one thing they forgot or refused to believe, that these handful of people, this motley collection of immigrants, if you will, out of Babylon, were not following their own plans. Their purpose was God's purpose. God's purposes and plans can only be advanced by those who have been called and chosen by God. And beloved, if you have acknowledged Jesus, if you're part of God's spiritual body in this earth, then you have a plan, you have a purpose which God reveals to you. The general plans, of course, are revealed in the Word of God. We are to be able ministers, the gospel of reconciliation. So what do we see? There was a temporary cessation of the work of the house of God, which is at Jerusalem. You know, beloved, the wicked may have their day of triumph, but their time is short. How is the work stopped? It says they hired counselors. They wrote a letter to the new king of Persia representing Jerusalem as a rebellious and bad city. They also said the Jews were fortifying themselves against the power and authority of Babylon. The king, like Haman, constructed a gallows for their own sake. The king, on receiving the letter, made search and found that the city of old time hath made insurrection against kings. That's 4:19. Because of the city's past glory and power, he gave commandment to cause these men to cease. And obviously, that must have been a staggering blow to those who were so enthusiastic. What could it mean? Does the providence of God contradict his word? So what do we do in the time of perplexity? We have to wait. So much of what we see happening today right here in America, what we hear reported in the news, it seems to be a contradiction against the plans, the will of God. But what happened, beloved? There was a renewed effort. There was a letter sent to the king, and basically then sent the king an answer to Rehum the chancellor, to Shimei the scribe, and to the rest of their companions that dwell in Samaria, and unto the rest beyond the river, peace. And at such a time, the letter which he has sent unto us hath been plainly read before me. He commanded, and a search hath been made, and it is found, of course, that this city of old hath made insurrection against kings. The rebellion sedition has been made thereon. And then he gave commandment for it to cease. But what happens in chapter 5, what seems to be just everything being brought to a standstill, the prophets, Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo, prophesied unto Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, even unto them. And they began to build the house of God which is in Jerusalem, when with them were the prophets of God helping them. And of course, Tat and I, the governor, on this side of the river, and they said, you know, what do you think you're doing? What are the names of the men that make this building? It says, but the eye of their God was upon the elders of the Jews, that they could not cause them to cease until the matter came to Darius. And they returned answer by letter concerning this matter. And they sent a letter to him, wherein was written, unto Darius the king, all peace. Be it known unto the king, that we went into the province of Judah, to the house of the great God, which is builded with great stones, and timber is laid on the walls. And it says, then asked we those elders, who said unto them, who commanded you to build this house, to make these walls? We wanted the names, it says. And they returned answer, we are the servants of the God of heaven and earth, and build the house that was built these many years ago, which a great king of Israel built up and set up. And then it says, but after that our fathers had provoked the God of heaven unto wrath, he gave them, they're recounting history now, the facts, to Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. They destroyed the house, carried the people away to Babylon. But in the first year of King Cyrus, the king of Babylon, the same king made a decree to build this house. And so, now, therefore, verse 17, if it seem good to the king, let there be search made in the king's treasure house, whether, which is at Babylon, whether it be so that a decree was made of Cyrus the king to build the house of God at Jerusalem. And let the king send his pleasure to us concerning this matter. And you know there was certainly prayer going on. So when the work has come to a standstill, when you're discouraged in your own life, it's vitally important to hear God's word and a prophetic word that is meant to edify, comfort, and restore. It's the divine responsibility of the prophet to speak out the message and the divine purposes of God. That revival that began with the prophets prophesying and encouraging the people, it came through the word spoken in the name of the God of Israel. Well, again, my time has just flown by, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. But if you've been a little discouraged, if you feel like the work of God has come to a standstill in your life, or whether, you know, so often, I tell you, judgment begins at the house of the Lord. Many are really being tested. So I invite you, beloved, to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.